I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with Sarah Schultz, Executive Officer of the Home Builders Association of the UP, about their upcoming annual Wild Game Dinner. We are also joined by Trevor Lisinski, who is the Vice President of the group Citizens United for Freedom and Firearms, who are helping out with the dinner. Here's more about what's happening with Trevor Lisinski and Sarah Schultz.
It is coming up next week, January 17th, Thursday, and it is at the NMU Great Lakes Rooms in the University Center. I think we're actually one of the last events at that center before they start demo and remodeling.
Yeah, really start tearing it down. And this is second time now around that you're doing it. Last year was very successful, and it looks like it's going down that direction again. A wild game dinner, we'll talk about the menu and stuff in a little bit, but what is this for?
So this is our annual fundraiser for our scholarship fund, and that goes to UP students going into a trades school or 2 or 4 year college, going into the skilled trades industry.
And the money that's raised goes into that because you want to keep the sustaining members, people involved in the business, right?
Absolutely. They're kind of the future of our economy, and we are so short on skilled trades workers right now.
Now, what's kind of the evening's plan? I know that there's a dinner, but there's much more than that as well. What's on the docket?
There are a ton of raffles, jewelry, knives, guns. We do a pistol and a purse raffle where we have ladies walking around with the gun and the we have a nice $400 coach bag that's being raffled off. So theme tables where one person wins the whole table. We have Cuff with us this year who are raffling off their own guns. So we have a lot of fun stuff planned.
Well, on that note, Trevor Lisinski in the studio with us this morning. He is the vice president with Citizens United for Freedom and Firearms, or Cuff. Good morning, and tell me a little bit by why you guys are involved with this effort.
Well, morning, Walt. We're really getting involved with this. You know, we were gracious enough to get a table at the HBA Wild Game Dinner. We're going to donate 20% of our proceeds to go towards their scholarship fund. The big push for Cuff to get in here and talk with them and work with them is the youth. You know, Cuff, Citizens United for Freedom and Firearms, is really big on youth, trying to get them educated and out doing things, you know, keeping them moving towards goals that they can have. So, you know, when we talk about them and scholarships to go to colleges or trade schools, something like that, we think a skeet shooting for Cuff, but we can also get over here to these skills and get them going and donate.
And give them an opportunity also to learn a little bit about your organization and also some of the things that you're about. But also what I'm hearing is you're valuing a lot of education in what you do.
Absolutely. One of our primary goals is education. Actually, if you go onto our website, you'll see, our main goal is to educate folks who don't understand, don't know about, or have an interest in learning about firearms, firearm safety, and just the fun things you can do with them.
Again, this is happening on January 17th. This is at the University Center, the Great Lakes Rooms on the campus of Northern Michigan University. There are raffles. There's opportunities for you to pick up some. You could do a commemorative beer mug. It's $20, and you can fill it with beer all night with no additional cost, which sounds intriguing to me. All kinds of other raffles, cash raffles, theme tables, jewelry, guns, bows, pistol and a purse. All of this is a fundraiser for the scholarship program that the Home Builders Association of the UP does. Yes. What does that go for?
So that will go towards our scholarship fund that we give out every May. It's for the students that are eligible are UP students. They have to graduate from a UP high school, and they have to be going into a school in the UP. So it all stays local in the Upper Peninsula. And they have to be going into a skilled trades program.
Mm-hmm. And this is going to be happening. What time is, actually, I want to ask you this, because time is something, because you got it set up for folks to get there a little early and check out all the stuff, right?
Yeah. So last year, we only had 45 minutes between the door opening and sit down to dinner. And I felt like everyone was rushed. So this year, we're opening the doors at 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock.
And we're sitting at 6 o'clock for dinner. So that gives people time to get a drink, get their seat. There's a lot of raffles to go through. There's
right.
There's probably over 40 just theme tables and buckets. So, and UP General Contracting, I wanted to mention, is our major sponsor for this event. So they were gracious enough to do that.
Well, let's give them the details one more time, Sarah, of when and where and how folks can still get tickets.
January 17th, next Thursday at the NMU Great Lakes Rooms. Doors open at 4 o'clock. First 50 people in the door get a free hat. And tickets are $50, and that gets you entry into the grand prize, a Henry Big Boy 44 Mag.
Okay.
Is our grand prize this year. And tickets down at the HBA office, 309 South Front Street.
That's the comments of Sarah Schultz, Executive Officer of the Home Builders Association of the UP, and Trevor Lisinski. He's the Vice President of the group Citizens United for Freedom and Firearms. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.